your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. Smile Train is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A number of Republican voting rules are one step closer to becoming constitutional amendments. One of the proposed amendments passed by the state Senate today would require voters to show a photo ID issued by the state of Wisconsin. Another would require voters in Wisconsin to be U.S. citizens. And a third would ban local governments and election officials from using private donations to pay for their work. Wisconsin schools are doing better, according to the latest accountability report cards from the State Department of Public Instruction. 378 public school districts were evaluated, and 94% of them met, exceeded, or significantly exceeded expectations. DPI says achievement improved from last year to this year, though for many schools and districts, this year's performance is lower than before the pandemic. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Wood County Board of Supervisors meeting took place at 9:30 at the courthouse this morning. During the public comment period, many people spoke in favor of Resolution 23-11-1.
To express the county board's desire to prioritize the civil liberties of its citizens when the county is dealing with a public health crisis.
Residents of Wood County shared stories and spoke in favor of passing the resolution.
We have the right to make whatever stupid choices we want to make. If we choose to take the chance to die of COVID, that's my choice.
There was no public comment against it. Several supervisors spoke in favor of the resolution. Some spoke against passing it.
Us just sending a resolution isn't going to do a darn thing.
After the vote, Chairman Lance Plimmel gave the results.
The resolution passed 14-5. 14-5.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all. The gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows level off around 40 tonight under partly cloudy skies, southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. High of 60 tomorrow. Lows around 38 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 59.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
The Bucks get the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In the NBA, the Bucks with a 118-109 victory at home over the Chicago Bulls. Bobby Portis with 19 points and 10 rebounds. Giannis also hit a double-double, scored 35 points, including his 500th career three-pointer. Head coach Adrian Griffin.
He was phenomenal the whole game, and we needed him down the stretch, and he kind of took things in his own hands, and we needed someone to make the plays down the stretch. We got a little bit stacked stagnant. You know, we kind of standing and watching. We just got to keep executing. But he was able to, you know what I mean, put his head down and get to the rim and get to the free throw line. And that's what you need down the stretch.
Baseball reports say the Brewers will promote their bench coach, 65-year-old Pat Murphy, as the ball club's next manager. In Chicago, Craig Counsell asked, did he understand why Brewers fans were upset he had gone to the Cubs?
I underestimated that reaction for sure.
As Craig Counsell with Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows level off around 40 tonight under partly cloudy skies, southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. High of 60 tomorrow, lows around 38 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 59.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an Earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress. Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? Yeah, the Earth really needs them to hoof it. That's right, the environment is always the best excuse. So go ahead, ask your bae to dim all the lights because carbon emissions. Tell your dad-bodded dad to eat more plants. For the planet, obviously. Kindly tell the kids to stop asking for a new phone. I mean, e-waste, right? Find your out and opt in to cutting carbon. Just visit theenvironmentexcuse.org. A public service announcement brought to you by WildAid.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
No challenges of fighting it out. I will fight you.
Well, no promises.
I mean, isn't that why we have like the government that we have, is so we can address our differences in a civil manner? I mean, otherwise we're just, you know, shooting it out in the streets, right? That's why we encourage people to engage in civil discourse and self-governance.
Come over to my house. I'll give you a cold beer, conservatives. Call me, 844-967-2789. Let them know. In the meantime, we got a fine guest coming. She is Melissa Sanchez, ProPublica reporter. Next on the Devil's Advocates.
I'm talking about enjoying a bowl of chicken soup with a Reuben and then making dirty Reuben love.
Afternoon delight.
We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A number of Republican voting rules are one step closer to becoming constitutional amendments. One of the proposed amendments passed by the state Senate today would require voters to show a photo ID issued by the state of Wisconsin. Another would require voters in Wisconsin to be U.S. citizens. And a third would ban local governments and election officials from using private donations to pay for their work. Wisconsin schools are doing better, according to the latest.